All right, now let's look at the kidneys and their role in terms of acid-base balance. We've already looked at how the lungs help us with acid-base balance. We've talked about the problems of metabolic acidosis, metabolic alkalosis, and of course the kidneys also play a role in helping deal with these as well. But obviously if you're suffering from respiratory acidosis or respiratory alkalosis, then the only way you can deal with the problem is by using your kidneys, because the lungs are causing the problem. Now, usually if you suffer from respiratory acidosis, this would be caused by hypoventilation. That means you are retaining carbon dioxide. The partial pressure of CO2 in your body will go up. You'll go through your equation. CO2 plus water gives you carbonic acid, which breaks down to give you hydrogen ions. And why might this happen? This is most often happened if you have something the matter with you, such as you're suffering from pneumonia. And then the opposite of that would be respiratory alkalosis. And respiratory alkalosis is caused by hyperventilation. Your carbon dioxide in your body drops. And so you reverse that equation and you end up getting rid of CO2 and water. And this is most often due not to having a disease or a disorder particularly, but to things like stress and pain, severe stress, severe pain. And we've talked about the range of pH that you must maintain within your body. It's a very narrow limit, but we never talked about the absolute pH that would kill you at either end. So if your pH drops as low as 7, this will affect your central nervous system and result almost certainly in coma and death. And if it goes in the other direction and becomes alkaline to say 7.8, pretty much the same thing. Central nervous system will be affected and this will result in convulsions and death. So let's see what the kidneys can do in order to help us with problems of acid-base balance. There are basically two places in the kidneys which are most useful for this. One is the proximal convoluted tubule, and the other is the collecting duct. So in the proximal convoluted tubule, you can do two things. You can secrete hydrogen ions. That means you can move hydrogen ions from your blood to your urine and get rid of them. And you can also do the opposite. You can reabsorb bicarb. That means you can move bicarb from your urine to your blood. And then in the collecting duct, you can basically do either one in either direction. So you can either reabsorb hydrogen ions, or you can secrete hydrogen ions, or you can reabsorb bicarb, or you can secrete bicarb. So if you were suffering from a respiratory acidosis, obviously you have too many hydrogen ions in your body. And so the way the kidney works is it will secrete hydrogen ions and reabsorb bicarb ions. And if you're suffering from respiratory alkalosis, the kidney will obviously do the opposite. It will secrete bicarb and reabsorb hydrogen ions. So that is how the kidney deals with acid-base problems. It's really quite simple. It uses two places, the proximal convoluted tubule and the collecting duct, and it either reabsorbs or secretes whichever ion it needs in order to alter blood pH.